Ezekiel's Fire, The Great Solar Cataclysm Straight Out of Prophecy by John Little. Copyright 2022. Narrated by the author. Section 1. The Science. Is there science in this prophecy in Ezekiel 39, Isaiah 30, and Zechariah 12? Absolutely. It's not the main point of these prophecies, but it is still an important one. In fact, your life may hang upon your ability to prepare for the science behind what the Bible is saying. So, what is the science behind all of this? The science behind this prophecy. Let's start with the verse that is easiest to analyze. Quote, "Moreover, the light of the moon shall be as the light of the sun, and the light of the sun shall be sevenfold as the light of 7 days, in the day that the Lord bindeth up the breach of his people and healeth the stroke of their wound." Close quote. Isaiah 30:26, KJV. We will address only those parts that I have put in bold, and will be dealing with the other part when we focus on Isaiah. So, what does God mean when he says that the light of the moon shall be as the light of the sun, and the light of the sun shall be sevenfold as the light of 7 days? I remember the first time that I read that verse by myself, I was completely mystified and continued to be mystified at least once a year as I was reading through my one-year Bible. How was the moon going to be as bright as the sun? Just look out your window during the day and it will be that bright at night. What an incredible thought, and we now know that there is a scientific basis for what is going to happen. In the 4 chapters in this section, we will be talking about the sun, what our sun is and what it has done in the past, and what we have seen other suns like ours do. A super solar EMP, what we have discovered about EMP effects on modern technology and everything else. Global earthquake. Why it makes sense that there will be a global earthquake and why it will kill so many people. The problem with science, its limitations, and why we can't wait for scientists to make the right prediction. Science is a very flawed tool, and using flawed tools to explain the Bible is usually a bad idea. So I don't blame you if you skip this section and jump to what the Bible says. But when the Bible describes a physical event like this, it would be helpful if we could see scientific observations that back up what the Bible says, and we actually have a lot of those. Unfortunately, this scientific confirmation of what the Bible says means that we will experience a level of catastrophe that we haven't seen in more than 4,000 years. Ezekiel's Fire, The Great Solar Cataclysm Straight Out of Prophecy by John Little. Copyright 2022. Narrated by the author.